Blog Talk Radio.
Cut that shit up, Quay. Oh my gosh, back at it again. In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist a Titanic, ice hit the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your gon' panic, I see through a panic like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spend 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang on gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on my porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again,
back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again.
Hey,
keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trapping, I mean it. My blood double G me, that cooler, that heater. Take knocks in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knockin' out of his people. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We Tiffy Tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in Atlanta, no boo with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the Beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, trying to get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the whole truth to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Parked the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Aurora, still a ship every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, she go to bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, move when it's parked. It's Gucci.
Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
on my grizzly, back stacking again.
Hey,
big up all that on me, backpacking again. Keep a quarter on me, backpacking the bin.
One, two, one, two.
Oh, shoot. It's the Nuba. What's going on?
Same old, same old. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'll be better when we got a new president. That's all I'm saying. I need to get my shout out to Michigan. Shout out to Michigan for showing up. I got in Pastor Dante's inbox, and I posted it in the group. Shout out to Flint. Did y'all see up in Michigan? We about to have a new president, and 2021 got to be better. That's all I got to say. I got some more. I do not want to shout out Florida. I do not want to shout out Indiana. Not even a little bit, especially Indiana, because that's where my roots go back to. Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
A damn shame. And South Carolina, uh-uh.
So voter suppression.
No.
Oh, no.
Pennsylvania showing up. Y'all got some numbers? Because I've been, look, I'm a little bit wired and stuff because I haven't been asleep. I ain't slept in 2 days. So,
well,
our numbers ain't popping till Friday.
Right, if then. But your boy Biden is about to pass Trump up. He's about to pass him up.
In a mail-in ballot.
Right, right. So,
well,
Nevada,
you know,
he's about to take Nevada. If he go ahead and get Philadelphia knocked out, he'd be the president, 46th president of the here United States.
Well, before we get going, we have someone who called in, and they hit the press number one, the magic button, and I guess they want to speak to
us.
Okay. All right.
Come on with it.
Before we jump into the thick of it. Hello, caller. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hello. It's all fraud. I'm sorry I had to call in and tell you guys it's fraud.
Listen, this is Desmond, guys. How y'all doing?
I was about to say. You don't sound right, brother.
I was going to say, Trump, that's you, Trump? Is that you saying?
Yes, I had to call in because I can't let you guys with the radio show talk trash about me. It's all fraud. It's not going my way, so I'm calling fraud. I'm suing everyone. I'm stopping all the counts.
I'm sorry, well, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but we're not Fox and Friends.
Man, let me tell you something, bro. Like, I've never seen such spoiled, bully, narcissistic, stupid kind of freaking crap in my life. And these are the people this guy, they vote for. This is the guy these people vote for.
Right. It's like crazy, right? It's like something, somebody told you this is how a person was acting and you didn't know the person. You'd be like, you lying.
Man, listen, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. I'm trying to tell you. And then what got me so much, y'all, I'm sitting here listening to the fact that these Hispanics voted for this dude in droves in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like, y'all, did y'all forget how much he's disrespected, y'all? Like, how did...
Yep.
I'm trying to get my brain around.
Down
like,
here.
Yeah,
I'm
going to definitely address that.
I'm like, y'all
I think, I think it's something more to that in Florida. It's something more to that.
It's a lot
more
to
but
that.
Texas,
it's gotta be.
Because
he has Texas
be.
On lockdown.
No,
Texas,
because
Hispanic people
it's
voted
joy.
For him down here.
No, it's about the mail-in ballots. It was over 300,000 ballots.
Yeah, but Texas, well, see, Florida got Cubans and some a lot of Puerto Ricans. But Texas got Hispanic people. And down here, Hispanic people love Trump. I told my boss when he first ran 4 years ago, he voted, he's a Trump supporter. I said, you do know that he got Hispanic people and their kids before they separated them in cages.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, they should have came down here the right way like my parents did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
What does that have to do with?
Yep.
They just like dictators.
Well, no, the problem is the biggest mistake that I will say this, Biden did, he approached this Hispanic situation 10 times better than Hillary did. But the Democratic Party, you know, I've heard all since last night, all the way through the day, no matter what I watched, that the Democratic Party still doesn't get it when it comes to the Hispanic vote. They think it's monolithic. They always come in and talk about immigration. They always talk about everything. But the one thing that they forget is when you look at the Hispanic community, you're looking at five different communities all at once. You got the Catholics.
But it is true.
Who do you think they're going for? You got the Catholics. That's what they're going for. You got the Cubans. Look at Arizona. Biden would have did 10 times better in Arizona, and he would have did 10 times better in Florida. But back in June, Trump was flooding those airways. He was spending
Wait, there's too much background noise. I can barely hear you. You got to put your phones on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me a sec. Let me get back to my phone. Give me a sec.
Yes. Okay. So, basically, in June, started pounding the airwaves for about $500,000 a week worth of ads about Biden being a communist and he being a socialist and just a bunch of mudslinging. That stuff affects the Cuban vote. Then he's got his evangelical people that affects the Catholic Hispanic vote. Bottom line is he had about 6 to 7 week head on Joe Biden. They didn't even start going into to Arizona. They didn't start going into the deep parts of Florida with the Hispanics. They didn't start it until the Hispanic Democrats start getting in their ass. Bill Nelson and them. Hey, what are y'all waiting on? Let's go.
And you're right, but this is one of the reasons why Joe Biden got Arizona. And he's about to flip it to blue because what Trump did was he slammed McCain.
Yeah.
He treated McCain like crap. He treated McCain like crap before he died. When he died, he didn't even go to his funeral. He didn't give no condolences or anything. And he's still been talking crap about McCain. So what happened was Cindy McCain endorsed him. And his daughter has been slamming Trump on The View, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a host of The View. So now Arizona loves the McCain.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, McCain and Biden was like best friends, even though they were two different parties. Outside of work, they kids grew up together. So when Cindy McCain endorsed Biden, that brought him Arizona. That's why he about to flip Arizona. And now all the people that's in Trump's camp is mad at Trump. See what you did? We've been telling you this dude to leave McCain alone. And that's what happened. That was what's going down in Arizona.
Yeah, another key component that he was able to do with that old white voter, with the and the young white voter who was college educated, and the young Hispanics, they liked what he was talking about. They heard about John McCain. They heard he was good to the community. So you're exactly right, and that's what locked in Arizona for him. Florida is just another animal. Florida is a pot of stew. You got all kinds of crap in there. So, and it's good, but here's the good news. He wasn't trying to win Florida. He was trying to compete in Florida. He already knew that we knew it was a slight chance we weren't going to win. But the good thing about what he did was he created a stir. Remember what Beto did for Texas?
Yeah,
Beto started him and Ted Cruz's their situation created such a stir in the Democratic Party. They had new energy. The same thing with Stacey Abrams. She created such stuff, and she didn't win. But sometimes not winning is better.
She brought Georgia though. She brought Georgia to Biden because he's getting ready to surpass Trump in Georgia.
I'm looking at this, and I was looking at the news on PBS. They already called states before MSNBC and CNN. So I'm looking at the vote count is 264, 214 Biden.
Yeah, it's been at 264 for about 6 hours now. And the reason why is
according to the Associated Press, he got Arizona.
That's why. That is why.
CNN is not reporting that.
No, CNN and NBC do their own independent verification. The Associated Press does theirs, and Associated Press kind of got longer arms than CNN and NBC. That's why all the news, when you do a Google, and you go into Google Chrome or you just do a search and it'll and you say presidential election, you're going to see 264 because they go by the Associated Press. And they've been ahead of everybody since last night. So they
see,
call
I watch
state.
CNN.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
yeah,
still
okay. Probably, okay. Yeah, CNN's a little slow in the draw on some things. But I get why, because they want to be safe. They'd rather be safe than sorry because they got in trouble too many times. So they can't afford to be saying something that ain't accurate. So,
right.
But, yeah, so if he wins in Nevada, it's over.
Yep.
Yeah, right. So, right now he has a very slight lead.
Yep. Now, here's the thing. We don't know is, is it the end game, or do we wait for all of the votes to be tallied, to be counted, rather?
Well, I'm
no,
thinking that as soon as 270
the first,
hit,
the 270. Is,
when you get
the first
270,
one is,
I feel like it's a
wrap. The first one that gets it is the president.
Yeah, they're
going to
stop it.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
they keep it going.
We'll see.
Yeah, because if he already got all the 270 electoral votes, it's a wrap. It ain't, I mean,
that's
you can go ahead and finish collecting the votes,
well,
but –
but
I mean,
here's the problem.
Honestly, once you get those electoral votes, it's a wrap. It's who hit it first.
Yeah.
See,
because
remember,
Hillary Clinton was ahead of Trump for the most part of that of 2000, whatever that was.
And he came up from behind.
But Trump, he got all those freaking electoral votes.
Yep, and that was a wrap.
It didn't matter what the popular vote was.
No, the popular vote never matters in the general election.
Right.
The thing is, the votes aren't all counted.
True.
This is what makes this different in any other time is that they're still counting. And like Biden said last night, he has to let all the votes be finished before he can declare himself a winner. Because
that's what
45
don't understand.
God forbid that he wins Nevada. We look
No, Hakim. That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
What's incorrect?
They don't have to wait. They're going to count all the votes. But he is, once he hits 270, he is declared the president of the United States.
You can't declare anything when there are still, hold on, the states aren't sealed yet. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The states aren't sealed yet. You can't do anything to all the states have locked their number in. That's how
they
go.
Yeah, they got to close first. Yeah.
They got to close it. They can't. This is different than any other election. Forget every other election you ever saw in your life. Because the difference is we're in the pandemic and they're literally counting votes.
Yep.
So he can't give it to him because you got to look at it this way. He wins Nevada, right? That's 270, right? So if they finish by Friday and Trump gets Pennsylvania and the other ones, then what? Now, this, did you know he going to go stomp into the Supreme Court? So you have to let it play out. That's why Biden came up.
That's not how that goes, Hakim. No.
Listen, I'm telling you this how it goes. You know this how it goes. You know how you know the side is going?
So you're
because
telling me
you,
if Trump gets 270 also, Biden is not the president.
What I'm trying to tell you is you're going by the number. The number is important. The difference is that they're still counting votes. The election hasn't stopped yet. We're still in yesterday, but it's today. You understand? That's what makes this different than any other time. They're still counting the ballots. And
that
by
is
law,
correct.
The
but
only
by law,
way is this one.
Once you reach 270, you can still count ballots, but the first one that reached 270 is the president of the United States.
The only time
that is true is
when it's not today. I'm going to tell you what Biden said earlier. This ain't done until the voting is done. That's what he said last night. That's what he said a couple hours ago.
That is correct.
So I understand what you are saying. But they're not done.
Here's the difference.
They're not done.
Take the
270 and hold on to it.
This is the reason why I can't understand what he's saying, because you got to think about it. If all the votes are not in, you can't claim that state. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because the votes have to be in. If you once the votes are in, you claim that state, the electoral votes that come along with that state, then you can apply them to, you know,
exactly.
the electoral count. That's all he's trying
exactly.
to say. Because
the
votes
part.
Are in, you can't claim the electoral votes unless the votes are in. All those other states that's already done, all their votes are already in. It's already completely
mm-hmm,
in.
Yeah.
So they can claim the electoral votes for the corresponding state. So unless
yes.
the votes are all in, that's what he's trying to say. Unless the votes are all in, yeah, you're right. You're technically right, whoever reaches 270 first. But those votes have to be in order for those electoral votes to be counted.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He can't reach 270 unless all those votes are counted.
Let's say, hold on one second. Think about what you just said, Janet. He can't. We're looking right. He's at 264.
I'm looking at the map here.
Hold on. See, Nevada's at 6, right? At 6 delegates. If he wins Nevada in the next 2 hours, he's at 270. But it doesn't matter if he's at 270 because there are still 3 other states that are still in the middle of counting. Some states reported they'll be done by tomorrow. So what if Donald Trump wins those states? In this particular instance, this is not about a race. It's not about who gets there first. It's who got it all. All the votes have to be counted.
No, sir.
That's the difference.
No, sir. That's incorrect.
And that's including Pennsylvania.
That's incorrect.
That's not incorrect. That is the law.
It's not about who got the most votes. It's who reached 270 first.
No, that's not what I said. What I said is who got the most delegates. And the delegate, you can hit 270.
I said votes, but I meant delegates.
Yeah, but that's not how this worked. That's not how it ever worked. All the delegates have to be in. Now, a candidate can throw in the towel and say, I don't have a pass. Let me just bow out, right?
Concede.
And then you can lock it. But do you see Donald Trump throwing in the towel?
No.
Oh, no.
He's not. That's the difference between him. Remember last year, they were still in the middle of things, and Hillary said, look, I ain't got a path to win. Even if I win the next whatever, I still won't have 270. He's got it. I'm done. That's how it works. This is not about who gets there first. It don't matter who got there first when you got 3 and 4 other states who aren't even finished. Because now you just took their vote away. Right? And now you gave this idiot even more reason to go to Supreme Court. Because what if he goes and gets more than 270? That's why. That's the law.
That's not why
Joe Biden came out and said it twice. That's why he had to keep saying it twice because
that's not what
so
he said.
Thinking.
That's not what he said.
If Joe Biden gets 270,
with Donald Trump having 213, there's no way. There's not enough electoral votes left for this dude to reach 270.
That's not true. Because if Joe Biden needs Nevada and he's done, if Trump gets all the rest of them, he will have more.
No, he won't.
But we know he's not getting up. How many other states is left? If he wins every other state but Nevada, he will be up there. Six. Okay. You got the numbers.
Not to include Arizona. It was 7.
Because Arizona, did they seal Arizona yet? No. So I'm looking at it now. They're still going on.
Yeah.
There's a difference of 79,000. He's beating Trump by 79,000. That's the reason why Joe Biden had to come out and say it twice, because people were confused. This ain't over until all the votes are counted. This is not like any other election. We never had 100 million people put something on a piece of paper and either mail it or walk it in. That's never happened before. Why do you think Trump is doing
it? It happens every election.
No, you're not listening. This part don't happen every election. When have you ever seen 100 million people vote before election day?
Never.
When
have you ever seen 100 million people? Here's Equifax. Joe Biden and Donald Trump were participated and headlined the biggest election in human history. for the United States of America. Already blew Obama's numbers out. That's the facts. So this has never happened before because we're in the middle of a pandemic, number one. Number two, we hate Trump so bad everybody got up and voted.
That's beside the point.
You can't call an election when there's three, four, five other states still in the middle of counting their ballots.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
If he get into 270 before the show is over, it don't matter. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because the votes aren't counted. You can't invalidate. You can't declare victory when there's other states coming in.
I didn't say declare victory. If he, whichever president reached 270, when Donald Trump reached 270 4 years ago, all the votes wasn't in yet.
Because
they
Clinton
wasn't in yet for Hillary.
Because
Clinton was just so low.
She threw in the towel. She conceded. That's what happens. You do it when you concede. You don't waste any more time. You say, look, I'm done. Call it in, I quit. I don't have a pass to victory. Why do you think you keep hearing them say pass, pass, pass? That's all I heard for the last damn 2 weeks. Because when you see that you don't have a pass, you tap. It don't matter how much time. At that point, they keep counting the votes just for public record. But at that point, she gave up, so he became the winner. That's how that works. You can't compare this particular scenario to Clinton or Obama or anybody else because none of them had this going on during a pandemic.
Okay, but the election rules and stuff is regardless of the pandemic. Those don't change. And if once Biden reads 270, he may not become the president at that time, but the first one that reaches 270 is the president of the United States. They can count all the rest of the delegates.
Let me say this for you again. That is absolutely untrue.
And at 213, when you do the math, after depending on how Biden wins, Trump don't have a pass.
Okay.
People have been saying that all night long. If he loses Philadelphia, he might as well go sit in the corner.
Okay. Let me help you. US.gov, that is the United States of America's website.
I'm on here right
under
now.
The election.
I've been on here the whole night.
Okay, so let me read it for you. Each elector casts one vote following the general election. The candidate who gets 270 votes or more wins. It's not about who gets there first. We can't put misinformation out here. Because that's what was happening last night. And Joe Biden had to come out and say it last night. And he had to come back and say it again. It's not about who gets there first. It's about who gets the most. 270 is the tree. And whoever can get above the tree wins. That's why he can't declare victory. If he gets Nevada, he's at 270. That can happen by the end of this conversation. It don't matter because all the votes aren't in. You can't. It's not about who gets there first. It's never been about who gets there first. That is an absolute misinformation. That's what I'm trying to say because people are going to believe that, and then it's going to start a whole bunch of mess. 270 votes or more wins. It's about who can get the most. But 270 is the mark, the benchmark. That ain't me talking. That is the United States government.
I'm reading it. I've been reading it, and I don't see that. I know what how to let elections go.
Let's
move on. What you got, Darius?
All right, Darius, what you got? Probably besides this election and thing else. I think it was in Florida, in Texas, I think it was probably just a voter suppression. Because I think they called Texas too soon.
Well, they tried to in Houston. Dallas did well. They tried to in Houston. No, Hispanic people here voted for Donald Trump. That's the bottom line. Hispanic people, not Asian people, not Cuban people, not even Puerto Rican. Hispanic people voted for Donald Trump. Regardless of the fact, like the commentator was saying, they don't care nothing about him locking Hispanic people up in cages. Some of them said, them Hispanic people, we're calling them Hispanic people. Them is Guatemalan. They don't identify. That's not their people. See? But
yep.
To the rest of us, that's Hispanic people. We grouped them all in together. Those were Guatemalans that came through Mexico and they got locked up. So the Hispanic people are saying, they don't identify with that. So irregardless of the fact that me not being non-Hispanic, locking up Hispanic kids is enough for me. Because I feel like if you lock up Hispanic kids, you'll lock up black kids. You know?
Yeah.
So that's why Texas it wasn't enough. It was Harris County and Houston and Dallas wasn't enough to turn this state blue.
Yeah.
That's what happened down here.
Area did good, though. Y'all seen it?
Yeah, we did, but it wasn't good enough.
Areas? Yeah, it wasn't enough to pull it in. But the good news is every election we get closer and closer.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, and Bento, give him props for the work he put in down there, and Biden went down there and built a coalition. And like I've been telling people all day, you don't really get a big turnover during general elections. You get that the year after or the year after that. So expect, I know we ain't going to get the Senate and the House. I mean, we got the House, but we're not going to get the Senate more than likely. Probably won't get it next year or the year after that because there's a lot of people up for elections.
Yeah.
Remember when Nancy took it back? She didn't take it back till a year after Donald Trump, 2 years maybe?
Yeah.
After he was already in there? So it takes time. But a flip over normally doesn't happen during a general election. Hey, we got a caller.
Oh, okay.
In Texas. Hello. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Thank you. Okay, I want to make a comment about Texas.
Wait, tell us who you are. Who is this? Your voice sounds familiar.
Oh, this is Kay.
Hey,
that's
Ms.
my
Kay.
Best friend.
Yeah, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks. So I just want to make a comment about Texas. Michelle was, she was right about the Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
But there were the Cubans, I know for sure, did vote for Donald Trump.
All up
and through Florida and here. And the reason why is because those are my people. My grandmother came from there, so I have cousins in Florida, and then I talked to the Cubans here because I couldn't understand why my family was voting for Donald Trump. I was all this year, last year, telling them. But the thing is, the reason why the Cubans voted so hard for him is because they still holding a grudge behind something that Kennedy did, and if it was about the anybody on here, history buff, when if he would have followed through, I think it was with the gas or the weapons, something.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right, there you go. If they were upset, they feel like, this is what they said. They feel like the Democratic president at that time, which was Kennedy, let them down. And they vowed to never, you talking about hold grudges? The Cubans hold the biggest grudges. This man been dead and gone. We in 2020. And I said, but you rather vote this man in, knowing that he didn't lift it up the Proud Boys and the KKK. And some of y'all faces have been pushed up to the concrete under this president, more so. But they made a vow and they keeping it. Even like my younger cousins, it's like, really? I would think that the younger ones, but they are so loyal to family, they voted for it. That's why he got so much in Florida, because they went hard for him. On top of that, the Hispanic population.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's crazy, but I just wanted to touch on that because I need to call them out on that one. No, they don't get props for not voting for Trump or Biden. They voted for Trump.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah.
And shout out to Harris County because black people showed up. They did everything they could. They were so afraid that we were going to turn this state blue. They was trying to suppress the vote in Harris County like no other.
And I just believe they really did suppress. I think it was suppressed anyway. I think a lot of people did not they ballots didn't make it to the counting table because
mm-hmm.
they were pushing these people so far out to have to go and vote.
Yeah, did they do gerrymandering right down there? That's one thing I haven't had a chance to look into. I'd imagine
what happened,
they would have. Did they do any gerrymandering down there?
Oh, yes.
There.
Yes, they tried to. But you know what? Props to Bexar County, Eastside represented.
Mm-hmm.
They went up there to court, and they fought that sucker. So they opened up. We had more polls open than ever.
Good.
So,
good.
Yeah,
they was trying
to get us. They was trying to get us on that, and they doing a whole lot of it. This is a nice area. It did go bad because
mm-hmm.
we got some of the roughnecks that came in, but now you're getting all those white people coming back into
mm-hmm.
this neighborhood. People been trying to, they knocking on my door every day trying to offer me something for my house.
Mm-hmm. So
they
want to
take over. Yes, they want to take over. They coming from California. They coming from Arizona. They coming down here, and this is where they coming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, so tell me the makeup of that area. Is it Hispanic and mixed with blacks?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, they're mm-hmm. so they're gentrifying.
No, she's more on the side of town where the more black people live. That's the black side of town.
No, it's not.
The east side of town.
No, it's not. I live here. Trust me, I know. The Latino community has taken over.
Mm.
On the east side.
But yes, ma'am. I live here. So and then we got there's more and more white people. You got a bunch of blonde haired girls running through the neighborhood now. I'm like, what?
Oh yeah.
Everybody calling
everybody
like we in a twilight zone, like.
Oh yeah. And that's how it happens. They offer to buy your homes. It sucks because they redistrict everything to make sure that the poor got to go all the way out to vote, whereas the rich don't, right? The people who are in the world to do that, but their stuff is usually local. So they're voting, you know.
Right.
That's something they've been doing all over the country, and I always heard that Texas is brutal, but I never looked into it.
But you know what? Not here. No, not here. We always had but 5-10 minutes away to vote. We had to be pushed out. No.
They had the whole Alamo Dome. Yeah.
Good.
Right,
good.
No.
Yeah.
Thank God we never had it like that.
Well, you know, Janet Hakim, I forgot to mention about my stay in Ohio. We when I voted, it was a long line here in Montgomery County voting at the Board of Election. And
didn't Biden get Ohio?
No. Trump got it by 6% because
you know what,
Franklin County, that's
Ohio
Columbus.
On my list to talk about.
Yeah,
I got a lot of family out there. I forgot about. See, I fell asleep last night. I couldn't hang on much longer.
Ohio,
I didn't keep up.
The overwhelming early vote was in Franklin County, over 75%. And in Cleveland area, it was shaded blue. Then you have all Cincinnati, Toledo, right, Youngstown area. it wasn't enough. Still wasn't enough. But I'm really hoping we probably flip the governor's seat when DeWine's term comes up. Because the chatter in Ohio, because they're sick of them. They're sick of them.
We lost
they
a
need
lot of
to, they need to recheck.
We didn't win no
Senate
seats either.
Yeah.
Them Republic senators is taking over with the black dude up in Georgia.
No, we had some Democrats go to the Senate.
Not that many.
No, we sucked. We failed.
Yeah.
We failed big time on the Senate. We remember there was Democrats
with
the black
dude would win for Joe. I was hoping Kelsey, what's his name? What you call it? Was about
Jamie.
There.
Yeah, Jamie
I was
Harrison.
Hoping he'd win.
He
raised
Jamie
a lot
Harris,
of
yeah.
money.
Man, that's
yeah,
why I'm saying
did.
They need to recount those votes because something is just not right. Something is not right there.
I can tell you what's not right.
I know they cheated.
I can tell you what's not right. The polls weren't right. And the other thing was, one of the things, remember Donald Trump's his speech on Monday? Oh, he's talking about our shy people. Remember he kept mentioning shy Trump voters? That's what happened in South Carolina. The poll people
shy.
Come to them. And I'm going to go, okay.
Chicago.
No, not Chicago. Shy, as in timid. They were lying to the pollers. They were lying to the pollers. They couldn't admit that they were going to vote for Trump. We've been hearing about it for a week. We said, don't trust some of these polls because in the deep redneck town, you're going to get them white people say, oh, he's this, he's that. But at the end of the day, they still pulled the lever for Trump. That's why they called them the shy Trump voters, because they couldn't admit it in public that they were supporting Trump. And they guess what? They came out. Nobody in their right mind. There was no fudgy in the business. The man ran, what, 68 million, 58 million, whatever it was? Nobody's ever raised that kind of money in that state. And Lindsey Graham.
Did you see him on TV begging for
digits.
Money?
Yeah,
he was
begging for money during the hearing.
Yeah.
He was begging for money during the damn hearing. That's how he opened up the second day of the hearing for the what's-her-face.
Amy Coney Barrett.
He rushed his ass off to get that woman in there. Guess what? She ain't helping one bit. Look how many cases she sat there, and he lost every one of them. She recused herself, basically. So you did all that for nothing, bro. So,
right.
I mean, but what happened was you had a lot of trends. We knew that it was going to be a lot of them in Florida. We knew there was going to be a lot in Ohio. We knew it was going to be a lot in even up here in PA. We knew it was going to be some in Jersey, some in New York. Because at the end of the day, these people are more worried about their tax bracket than anything else.
Right. Yeah.
So they're going to come out and say, he I don't like the way he does this. He's always tweeting all the time. But they're like, look, shit, man. Look at Lil Wayne. He was the only one honest about it. Fuck that. I can protect my money.
Yep.
You know, that,
they were saying,
hey,
they were saying a lot.
Right, because you know why? Lil Wayne don't
voted
care
for
about cancel culture. He got too much money already. He don't care if he's canceled.
They don't care. His money is so intertwined. He can literally bury himself in a cave for the next 15 years and come out, and the bank is just going to be still rolling in. Because every piece, there's products and things that are floating around out there that he's behind, including Nicki, including Drake.
Right.
You know what I mean? So he don't have to work anymore. It's just like Drake, and all the rest of them. But there's nothing unusual for these celebrities and rich people to vote Republican, because Republican is always going to lower taxes for the rich.
Well,
you know, look
at
Russell Simmons.
Will be somewhere in the corner slitting his wrist when Biden is declared winner.
Right.
Yeah, he's gonna come on
right.
Talk to me, Steve. Because guess what? We don't hold people accountable. Mm-hmm. We're gonna forget about it.
Here's
right.
Let me.
Oh,
can
my
I play
goodness.
Devil's
I was,
advocate
I give you
here?
Air high five. Cause you right on that.
If Biden holds on and wins the election, you guys still got a divided House. You got Democrats want run the House. The Republicans run the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Basically,
there ain't going to be much getting done except they're going to work on that stimulus.
You know what? I was thinking about that, but I had to stop. And it's something that I paid attention to. I sat there and babysat. I had three TVs running and two laptops. And I had one on C-SPAN, and I said, I'm not turning off C-SPAN until I see old turtle face, fuck face. That's what I call him, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He came out there with his little crooked-ass wife, and he gave his speech. And then I said, okay, I went to sleep. I woke up this morning. The first thing I made sure I went and typed in Mitch McConnell. He says, Nancy and I are going to come together to do the budget. I said, okay. You see the writing on the wall, bruh. You see the writing on the wall. Because guess what? They survived. So now that they don't have to deal with Trump, they can go back to being normal. These are parasitic chameleons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so
good
funny.
Terminology. Parasitic chameleons.
They're parasitic chameleons. And it was funny because I remember 2 weeks ago when Lindsey Graham was sitting there bitching and moaning about all the money Jamie Harrison was raising. Everybody on MSNBC said, you know what, he's so full of it. Because if Biden becomes president and Biden wants to go to a golf course, guess who be carrying his bags?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because remember, it was Biden, it was John McCain, and Lindsey Graham. They were called the Three Amigos.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, and he was mad. He was mad that Trump was – he was talking bad about Trump at first for doing McCain like that.
Yep.
He was. He just now got on the Trump wagon this last year or so. But prior to that,
yep,
he was talking mad cash. I was surprised to see that he was talking mad cash about Trump and when he was slamming McCain.
And then Mitch McConnell come out talking about – when Trump made that claim that he declared himself a winner, it was like him, Chris Christie, and a few others said, you got to let every vote count.
Yup.
And
yep.
I said,
well, Mitch
whoa.
Said it a week ago. Mitch said it a week ago. And Lindsey Graham said it a week ago. The thing that he did last night, remember, we heard about it a week ago. The New York Times wrote a whole report. Why? Because someone in the Trump campaign let out the secret of what's the plans for election night. That was last Sunday, not this past Sunday, the Sunday before that. I'm sitting there watching it on CNN. They talked about it for a little bit. I flipped over, watched it on MSNBC, flipped it over, went to C-SPAN the next morning, and the guy sat there and read it. And if you ever watch C-SPAN in the morning, the guy opens up the newspaper, he reads the headlines, and he let the callers, Republicans and Democrats and independents, call and give their opinion. And all those Trump supporters are calling up going, that's not true. He would never do something like that. Well, what did he do last night? Exactly what one of his campaign people leaked to the press. How many times you heard me say his own people be snitching on him because they know this shit
ain't
right.
They don't like him. They don't like.
They don't. They can't stand him. Think about it. The guy. They leaked. Oh, you saw what he did last night. The things he proclaimed last night. Okay, how you said that he declared victory on this and that, and it's just stopped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, well, we knew that a week ago. We knew he was going to do that a week ago. That's why nobody was shocked. The only people who were shocked is the people who don't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah,
and
they did say that
so
he said he was going to do that he was going to do that. He had a party, 400 people and everybody
threshold posted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, the plan was if he gets to a certain threshold and the 200s and up, he would come out and declare, make a declaration. That's what he did. So everything
what's the purpose of that? Because it was a lie.
Well, it was definitely a lie. And if you go read his tweets today, it's to the point where he thinks he's fucking king somebody. King Jaffe or some shit. A president can't declare a damn... You can't declare a damn election over. It's over when they say it's over.
Well,
so,
his sons is doing the same thing on their Twitter as well.
Yeah, of course. They puppets. They're puppets.
Mm-hmm.
If that was my daddy, I'd be doing it too. Shit.
I don't even think that they like their own father.
Hell no,
because
he couldn't stand
the White House.
And here's the thing about 45. If he loses election, you're going to see so many lawsuits going towards him, his family, and everybody else is going to be pitiful.
Oh, the DA in New York is waiting for him to lose.
Oh, Letitia James got the subpoena papers ready.
Oh, yeah.
If he,
yeah,
how many times you heard me say he should have took the Nixon route?
He didn't, because
the Republican Party are a bunch of idiots. Mitch McConnell's been in the game for too long. You know damn well y'all should have got together when during the impeachment. You know saving him was only a temporary thing, because guess what? When his ass go down, he's going to be singing.
No,
when
he's taking them with,
because they'll give his ass a deal. And just to make sure he understands how heavy it is, there are already documents with the Trump kids' names on it. And that's just for the foundation that they're, none of them are allowed to be a part of in the state of New York anymore. He can never be a part of or create anything that has to do with a nonprofit again. That's a judgment from a judge. So just imagine what's going to happen when he is sitting home in that goddamn big belt infested place that he was trying to have meetings at. Look at people working at Tumba, they're getting bit up by bed bugs. And just imagine.
Don't.
Imagine you scrubbing the toilets and a bed bug hanging from your ass. That's what it was like working at Mar-a-Lago. So he should have took the Nixon route. Nixon was smart. His lawyer looked at him and said, look, the minute you pass this torch over to the next president, if you stay, you will be arrested before you get off the grass.
That's right.
But
so
you're talking about someone who Trump is still that little traumatized little boy who cannot comprehend. All he sees is he's making his daddy smile down at him, making him proud. He know he a liar. He don't care. He know we know he a liar.
Well,
but he don't care. He's a narcissist. Like this man is like, he's not.
You know
he's human because he has flesh on him, but that's the problem. He got too much flesh on him.
So the niece that wrote the book is a psychologist. She said you're looking at a person that was never narcissist, like you said, that was never really accepted. You know, he's a little rich kid. You know, he didn't want for nothing. So he wasn't really accepted by the uneducated white man. You know, So he wasn't accepted because he was always a little rich kid back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got the opportunity to be a celebrity, he needed to. His whole thing was to show them that he's one of them too, but he's really not. Like, he's a little kid. How she broke it down was he's a little kid that want to play with the other little kid, but they don't want to be his friend because he's a little rich kid. That's how she broke it down. This is the niece, the psychologist that wrote the book about his ass.
Yeah, and remember,
I sat there and thought about that, and that's exactly how he acts.
Yeah, and it's deeper than that. He's never been liked by anybody. Rappers like him because they like what they saw, what they thought. They actually saw some of those hotels and all that he built. No. If me and Darius wake up tomorrow and we hit the lottery and we go build a hotel next month, you go to Trump and you give him $20 million and say, for the next 12 years, I want to put the Trump name on top of this tower. Because your name is money. That was the old days. Now I can get a goddamn ham sandwich, chips, and a canned soda for what his name is worth now. Remember, last year?
His name was never really even worth anything. He was just putting his name on buildings.
His daddy branded him, branded their name.
Yeah, and he carried
exactly.
it on.
That's why his name was worth something. And he put it on everything all over the world. Right,
but he made
different
it. People
countries.
Think that he was building these buildings, and he was not.
Exactly, he is what that is what you call licensing. Is Michael Jordan at the Nike plant printing up goddamn sneakers? No, Nike licensed his name to make the Jordans. That's what Trump did. you know, and he learned that from his dad. He had a bunch of money. The problem is he tried to step out of bounds too many times. He tried to go after things he ain't had no business. A guy making steaks, oh, let me go to Trump's. Trump put steak, Trump steaks on it. The guy pays him. Guy's business tanks. Oh, Trump University. Guy started a school, put Trump's name on it. What happens? It tanks.
Yep.
So everything he puts his name on is some shit floating in the toilet, waiting to be flushed. That's all it is. You know, the best thing to happen to the Trump
the biggest con man of them all. He need to go down to history. He's a con.
Don the con man.
The highest office.
He already
in
he is
country.
In history. He makes.
Remember what Bloomberg said.
Right now.
Remember what Bloomberg said. Bloomberg said, I've known him much, damn near most of his life. He said the people he looks up to are people who I've employed. He said they laugh. They've been laughing at him behind the last 20 years. Remember Home Alone? Remember Home Alone Part 2? Which one? Remember the family ended up in Trump Tower?
Yeah.
Man, you know what the agreement for them to use that? He had to be in the movie. His name being said in the movie and cutting him a check for saying his name and being in a, shooting a scene in his hotel wasn't enough. They wrote it in that he had to be in it for those five goddamn seconds.
Hey. I know this is totally off topic, but where is Omarosa? Somebody need to go check on her. I have not heard from her, seen her on
I
no.
Just seen it the other day. Just seen it the other
day. Okay, I just making sure they knocked her off. I mean, I know she riding to the core, but I was making sure she.
No, she. I want to make sure she's. Y'all might see her ass on the food line because she's trying to keep up with her lawyers because Trump is suing her every which way but loose. Because
what?
She broke the confidentiality agreement. Remember, when you go work with Trump, you sign a confidentiality agreement. So she is being sued for things she said in her book. And imagine you getting that. Imagine you write a book, it's a hot seller, and they give you that upfront cash. You got to spend it all on lawyers to fight the guy that you're talking about in the fucking book.
And now your book ain't selling because the one that topped everybody off after John Bolton, his niece. The only person that can top the niece is the sister, and Melania gonna trump all of them. So, like, she.
Melania's girlfriend did pretty good. Melania's girlfriend.
I know.
Trashed,
oh yeah, she did. But let Melania come out with.
Oh yeah.
Let Melania come
Bob
out with.
Bob Woodward
is over.
Yeah, Bob Woodward got the number one out of all the Trump books. His beat John Bolton's. Because you know why? Because all
saying,
people heard all them recordings, and they went and bought the book.
But Omarosa
was
the
everything.
First one out there with her book, and she has so much to
she
say.
Should,
but
she
now, how does it feel?
Waited.
You know she's been under his desk the whole time. So and you know he's been laying up in that bed, and he's been treating like the bed that she was pretending that she wanted to be. So he gonna take out. Now he's just taking out his money back. He taking his money back.
She was his personal lap dancer. You know, that's how it goes. So and I hope it was worth it.
She did my boy from the Green Mile bad. I'm like, man, that was the
but
first
time.
Yeah,
she got to worry about money because she's also tied to one of the reality shows. Her best friend's on it, and she's always popping up in appearances. So it's nothing more for her to say, sign me up, and they'll put her on one. So she'll find money.
Omarosa ain't trying to. She's not trying to be on no reality show. Omarosa's trying to live like Melania Trump.
What? Omarosa been on? Hold on.
Omarosa
she
wanted all
on
that book money.
Omarosa
all
would
that
be
book
on. Good, and that book money ain't going nowhere because there's been too many other books that came out, and it slowed her sales up. She's only going to give you what
she
saw.
That's going backwards. You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's not what she wants to be. That's going backwards for her.
According to her, she said she can't even enjoy her royalties because she's spending it all on lawyers. Because he's suing her.
Right.
Triple level, state and federal. So
her sugar daddy is, her sugar cube is taking all his money back. That's all his money anyway.
And it couldn't happen to a nicer lap dancer. All right.
You know?
30 seconds out. I ain't gonna lie, I don't feel sorry for her at all. All right, we got to wrap up.
No, how she did
we got about 15 seconds. We're almost out of time.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well, you know what? Thanks to everybody for calling in, and to all the listeners. Y'all tune in to next week's show and Shoebox Talk. You can check out Azuri Incorporated if you need some employment and some extra coins in your pocket to work from home. That's all I got, Hakim.
Yeah, make sure you guys go to www.zhuriinc.com, Azuri Inc. Work from home employment available. Please do the thing. And follow us on our social media, zhuriinc.com. Apply. Somebody will be getting back to you as soon as possible. And follow us at HubNet online on all the social media platforms, as well as Shoebox Talk on all the social media platforms. Great conversation, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
All righty. Good night.
All right.